नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमालोश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 वर्स नंबर 28 चैप्टर एंटाइटेड बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ। सो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। येष दानव दैत्यानां अग्रणे कीर्तिवर्धनः अजयशीद अजयां मायां सीदन्नपि न मुह्यते। येषः दिस् बलिमहाराजा दानव दैत्यानां अमंग द डीमंस एंड अनबिलीवर्स अग्रणी द फोरमोस्ट डिवोटी कीर्तिवर्धनः द मोस्ट फेमस अजशी हैज ऑलरेडी सरपास्ड अजयाम द इनसरमाउंटेबल द इनसरमाउंटेबल मायां मेटीरियल एनर्जी सीदा बीइंग बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑफ ऑल मेटीरियल ऑपुलेंसेस अपी ऑल दो ना नॉट मुह्यति इज बिविल्डेड। ट्रांसलेशन पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की इच्छा है। ट्रांसलेशन इज एज फॉलोस। बलि महाराज has become the most famous among the demons and non-believers, for in spite of being bereft of all material opulences, he is fixed in his devotional service. Kindly repeat the translation. Bali Maharaj has become the most famous among the demons and non-believers, for in spite of being benefit of all material opulences is fixed in his devotional service. Purport. In this verse, the words Sidhanapi Namuheti are very important. A devotee is sometimes put into adversity while executing devotional service. In adversity, everyone laments and becomes aggrieved. But by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee, even the worst condition, can understand that he is going through a severe examination by the Personality of Godhead. Bali Maharaj passed all such examinations as explained in the following verses. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गदामयं ददाति श्वापदांकितं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారినే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు బెగ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వైష్ణవాస్ అండ్ వైష్ణవీస్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ హియర్ టు కైండ్లీ బెస్టో యువర్ మర్సీ సో దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఏబుల్ టు స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ లైన్ విత్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్స్ మెసేజ్. సో టుడే వర్స్ ఈజ్ 28th వర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్. బలి మహారాజ్ సరెండర్స్ హిస్ లైఫ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఈజ్ బలి మహారాజ్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఫేమస్ అమాంగ్ ద డీమన్స్ అండ్ నాన్ బిలీవర్స్ ఫర్ ఇన్స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ బెరిఫెట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ ఆపులెన్సెస్ ఈజ్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. సో దిస్ వర్స్ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ స్పోకెన్ బై ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ వామందే హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ ద గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ బలి మహారాజ్. లార్డ్ వాజ్ వెరీ ప్లీజ్డ్ హియర్ సీయింగ్ ద డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ బలి మహారాజ్. వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ హియరింగ్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కపుల్ ఆఫ్ వీక్స్. నౌ బలి మహారాజ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ అరెస్టెడ్ బై వామన్ దేవ్. హిజ్ ఆపులెన్సెస్ వర్ ఆల్ టేకెన్ అవే. ఇన్ వన్ సెన్స్ లార్డ్ వాజ్ చీటెడ్ హిమ్ అండ్ లార్డ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ గరుడ టు బైండ్ హిమ్ విత్ రోప్స్ ఆఫ్ వరుణ. ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఆల్సో బలి మహారాజ్ వాజ్ టోటలీ డిటర్మైన్డ్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ హిజ్ వో టువర్డ్స్ వామన్ దేవ్. సో ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ వామన్ దేవ్ వాజ్ వెరీ వెరీ ప్లీజ్డ్ బై సీయింగ్ ద ఫిక్స్డిటీ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ బలి మహారాజ్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ కేర్ఫుల్లీ సీ ద హోల్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ఫ్రమ్ లాస్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ హియరింగ్ వామన్ దేవ్ ఎనాక్టెడ్ ద హోల్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు జస్ట్ గ్లోరిఫై ఇస్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ బలి మహారాజ్. యాక్చువల్లీ దట్ వాజ్ ద పర్పస్ బిహైండ్ ఆల్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ టు గ్లోరిఫై హిస్ డివోటీస్. దిస్ ఈస్ లార్డ్స్ మిషన్. ఎవరి వన్ హ్యాస్ అ మిషన్ స్టేట్మెంట్ విత్ ఇన్ ది నవ డేస్. సంబడి ఓపెన్స్ అన్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్ ఆర్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్. ఐ హవ్ సీన్ ఇన్ కాలేజెస్ యూనివర్సిటీస్ ది రైట్ ద మిషన్ స్టేట్మెంట్. సిమిలర్లీ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ హిస్ ఓన్ మిషన్ స్టేట్మెంట్ విచ్ ఇస్ టు గ్లోరిఫై హిస్ డివోటీస్. దట్ ఈస్ ద స్వీట్ హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. ద మూడ్ బిహైండ్ ఎవ్రీ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ టు ప్లీజ్ హిస్ అనలాయిడ్ డివోటీస్. పరిత్రాణాయ సాధూనాం వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతాం. కృష్ణ సేస్ ఐ అపియర్ టు గ్లోరిఫై మై డివోటీస్, టు ప్లీజ్ మై డివోటీస్. కిల్లింగ్ డెమన్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ ప్రయారిటీ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. యూ కెన్ డూ ఇట్ ఎనీవే. బట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ మోర్ కన్సర్న్డ్ ఫర్ ద యాంగ్జైటీస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్. హీ అపియర్స్ టు రిమూవ్ ద యాంగ్జైటీస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ Lord wants to glorify his devotees. Lord wants to see the glorification of his devotees even more than himself. That is the heart of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this planet to preach the holy name all over the world. But he himself preached within India. But he gave the credit to Srila Prabhupada in preaching the Western countries. So that is the heart of the Lord. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, he could have crossed the ocean also. He could have preached the holy name all over the world. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to give the credit to Srila Prabhupada. So in this way we can see in the many pastimes of the Lord how Lord wants to see his devotees being in the superior position. He wants to see his devotees being more respected than himself. There are many, many pastimes. In Rajasuya sacrifice also, Lord Krishna took a very simple service, being in the guest reception. He was washing the feet of the brahmanas. He was actually taking care of the shoe stall. Sometimes when we give the service, the service comes to us by the devotees. Can you please take care of the shoe stall? Sometimes we feel, oh, shoe stall, I cannot do this service. Prasadam serving, okay, I'm all right. So we consider the service as lower. But the Supreme Lord himself is taking such a menial service in order to see his devotees being glorified. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna was very eager to be ordered by the devotees. When Nanda Maharaj orders Krishna to please bring my sandals, please bring my shoes, and Krishna is very eager to carry his shoes to Nanda Maharaj. So even in the Mahabharata war, Krishna became chariot driver of Arjuna. Chariot driver is not a very good position, isn't it? You know, somebody is very educated, if somebody asks him, can you become car driver of even exalted personality, even Prime Minister of India, still one may think, oh, I can't do this, car driver. But Lord Krishna himself has taken the service of car driver. He has done all kinds of menial services, being as a messenger, being as a loyal servant, being as a helper, all kinds of menial services Krishna has done to the devotees just to please them and glorify him. Just because the fact Krishna wanted to see the devotees are being more respected than himself. Actually, we see in 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, recently I was reading, in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, at the request of Arjuna, Lord Krishna showed the universal form. So after Lord Krishna exhibits the universal form, Arjuna became very perturbed, very bewildered in understanding who is this personality. So he offered the obeisances to Krishna again and again. And he begged Krishna, please reveal who you are, what your mission is. And Lord Krishna very sweetly says, my mission is to glorify you. Krishna says, so the soldiers of the opposite party had already put to death by my arrangement. Oh Arjuna, you just have to become an instrument and win the battle and take the glory. Krishna says, Yashvatma Muttishta Yashola Jitva Shatrun Bhangshva Rajan Samiksham. So in this way Lord Krishna wants to give glories to his devotees. So in this purport of Srila Prabhupada, although short purport, but it's very, very deep message Srila Prabhupada is giving in glorifying the pure devotees, Prabhupada says here, a devotee is sometimes put into adversity while executing devotional service. In adversity, everyone laments and becomes aggrieved. But by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee, even in the worst condition, can understand that he is going through severe examination by the Personality of Godhead. So sometimes, while executing the devotional service, Lord purposefully puts some adversities or the difficulty situations in the devotional life of his pure devotees. So that is also for the same mission, to glorify his devotees. Because when the devotees of the Lord are put into difficulty situations, the pure devotional service of the devotee is even much more condensed, is even much more enhanced. So because Lord wants to understand the neophyte devotees, like me at least, to understand, to hear, to see and understand from the life of a pure devotee. In fact, the whole Bhagavatam is description of such adversities. We can see from the first canto of Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit was put into adverse situations. He was cursed by the Brahmana Shringi. To 7 days, he was supposed to died by the bite of a snake bird. Maharaj Parikshit could have retaliated actually. Out of even pure attitude, he could have retaliated just to save Shringi from the fall down. He could have done like that also, which was not wrong actually. But Maharaj Parikshit took the situation or the adversity situation as the blessings of the Lord. He felt himself, I am so much attached to my kingly opulence and my family life, I am not able to get out of these attachments. Lord Krishna is so merciful on me and he has given me this curse so that I can come out. So instead of being retaliated or being rebelled, Parikshit Maharaj took the curse of Shringi as blessings of Lord Krishna. So he immediately left the kingdom and he went onto the bank of Ganges, and we know he took shelter of Sukadeva Goswami and heard Srimad Bhagavatam from him. So Parikshit Maharaj took the will of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord in this situation? Actually, in all the pure devotees, we see in Bhagavatam, Yudhishthira Maharaj or the whole Pandavas, Queen Kunti, Mother Draupadi, even Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, here Bali Maharaj, were all put into adversity situations. Because Lord Krishna wanted to glorify his devotees. First of all, whenever a difficulty comes to a pure devotee, we should not mistakenly think that they are coming by karma. It is actually arranged by the personality of Godhead Krishna himself directly, not by material energy. Krishna himself arranges the difficulty just to increase his affection towards Krishna. That is the pastime, that is the mood behind pastime of Lord Krishna. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, recently I was reading one very beautiful verse. Suta Goswami spoke the glories of a pure devotee, particularly the glories of Maharaj Parikshit in this context, to the sages of Naimisharanya. Suta Goswami says, Tiraskrita Vipralabdha Shapta Kshipta Hata Api Nasita Tatkurvanti Tadbhakta Prabhavopihi. So this is a very important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Suta Goswami says this verse in glorification of Maharaj Parikshit. He says, if a pure devotee of the Lord is put into any condition, Tiraskritaha. Tiraskritaha means he was defamed. Tiraskrita. Vipralabdha means being cheated. Tiraskrita Vipralabdha. Shapta. Shapta means being cursed. Kshipta. Kshipta means neglected or disturbed. Hata api. Even though he is attempted to be killed also. Nasitat pratikurvanti. Tad bhakta prabhavopihi. This is the pure attitude of a pure devotee. Nasitat pratikurvanti. There will be never any a feeling of revenge comes into his heart. That is the glories of a pure devotee. Generally, if somebody says in the material world, it's always tit for tat, isn't it? If somebody says something to us, we immediately get aggravated. How can he say this thing to me? We try to take revenge. But a pure devotee of the Lord, even though he is attempted to be killed also, but he will not feel himself to take revenge. He never blame neither the Supreme Lord, nor the circumstances or situations, nor the people assembled, the people involved in the situation. He simply takes the situation as a blessings of the Lord. He took it as the mercy of the Supreme Person. He takes as a mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to increase his surrender towards him. Lord Brahma also says, Tatyenu kampa susumikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. So this is the attitude of a pure devotee. So Bali Maharaj is actually exemplifying this verse. Tiraskrita vipralabdha shapta kshipta hata api నాసితత్ ప్రతికురువంతి తద్ భక్త ప్రభవోపి. తిరస్కృత మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ డిఫేమ్డ్. బలిమహారాజ్ వాజ్ థరోలీ డిఫేమ్డ్. హీ వాజ్ టేకెన్ ఆల్, వామన్దేవ్ వాజ్ టేకెన్ ఆల్ హిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఆప్యులెన్సెస్. విప్రలబ్ధ మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ చీటెడ్. ఇన్ వన్ సెన్స్ లార్డ్ చీటెడ్, ట్రాన్సిడెంటల్ చీటింగ్, లార్డ్ చీటెడ్. సో తిరస్కృత, విప్రలబ్ధ, శప్త. శప్త మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ కర్స్డ్. బలిమహారాజ్ వాజ్ కర్స్డ్ ఆల్సో బై హిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ శుక్రాచార్య. హతా అపి ఈజ్ నాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ అటెంప్టెడ్ టు బి ఎక్స్టర్నల్లీ కిల్డ్, బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఈజ్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ కిల్డ్ బికాస్ ఫర్ ఎ క్షత్రియ, ఫర్ ఎ కింగ్ బీయింగ్ డిఫేమ్డ్ ఈజ్ మోర్ వర్స్ దెన్ డెత్. దేర్ ఫర్ యాక్చువల్లీ మహారాజ్ బలి మహారాజ్ వాజ్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫికల్టీ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఈ సరెండర్ టువర్డ్స్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, హిస్ డిటర్మినేషన్ అండ్ ఫెయిత్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ హిస్ ప్రామిస్ వాజ్ అన్షాటర్డ్, ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎట్ ఆల్ షాటర్డ్. రేదర్ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ వాజ్ ఫీలింగ్ వెరీ అన్వర్ది, హీ వాజ్ ఫీలింగ్ అఫ్రేడ్ ఆఫ్ నాట్ ఫుల్ఫిలింగ్ హిస్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్. హీ ఫీల్స్ లైక్ దట్, లార్డ్ హౌ కెన్ ఐ ఆఫర్ ద థర్డ్ స్టెప్, ఓన్లీ ఈ కెన్ ఆఫర్ ఇట్ ఆన్ మై హెడ్. సో దట్ వాజ్ ద యాటిట్యూడ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ బలి మహారాజ్. హీ నెవర్ ట్రైడ్ టు రెవలగ్నైజ్ ద లార్డ్. He even didn't say anything about the Lord. Why, Lord, why you put into this situation? In fact, when Bali Maharaj's followers saw his master, Bali Maharaj, was arrested and he put into such miserable situation, all the followers, these demons, they even tried to attack Vamandev. Of course, they couldn't attack. Vamandev is the Supreme Lord himself. Then also Bali Maharaj was actually stopping them. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. We cannot go against the Supreme Lord's will. So that was the pure attitude of Bali Maharaj. When Lord pushed, sometimes put tests in the path of devotional service of a pure devotee, but the devotee, by the mercy of the Lord, he passed all the tests. We have so many incidents and situations like that. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also, we see Sanatana Goswami, when he came to meet Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri in the month of hot summer, in the May-June, so Lord Chaitanya tested him. Lord Chaitanya tested Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya was staying with Gadadhar Pandit. There was a place called Yameshwar, Yameshwar Tota. Yameshwar, the place where Gadadhar Pandit used to stay there. Lord Chaitanya was invited by lunch, invited for lunch by the devotees, and Lord Chaitanya called for Sanatana Goswami. He sent a message to Sanatana Goswami, you please come for lunch with me today afternoon. And actually Lord wanted to test, let's see how Sanatana, which way he comes. There are two ways to reach this place. One short way is to go through the Simhadwar gate and reach the place, Yameshwar Tota, and another way is the sea path, the ocean, beach side path, which is very hot summer, actually the hot sand, very difficult to walk on the path. So Lord Chaitanya purposefully tested Sanatana Goswami, let's see how Lord Chaitanya comes, how Sanatana Goswami comes. Actually Sanatana Goswami, naturally being very humble at heart, he couldn't think himself going through the gate of Simhadwar. Because he felt very humble and meek, and he felt, how can I go through the gate of Simhadwar? Because the pujaris of Jagannath were always walking through that gate. I don't want to show my fallen face to them. I don't want even my shadow fall upon them. They will be contaminated. The worship of Jagannath will be contaminated. So being thinking like this, he thought, let me take the other way, which is the longest way and which is most difficult path also. He walked through the ocean beach in the hot sand, very very difficult. In the summer we have experience, even walking without shoes sometimes. We come from the Samadhi Mandir to here, or even we put the cloth or mat for the visitors. It is very difficult, it is very hot. Even yesterday, few days before, I was keeping my slippers. I'm going into the Prasadam Hall. Even from there to enter into the Prasadam Hall also is very burning the feet, going quickly inside. So Sanatana Goswami was walked, and the soles of his feet were totally blistered. He was not knowing also it was being blistered actually. He didn't know because of the being joy of being invited by the Lord. His absorption was in relationship with Lord Chaitanya. The fact that Lord Chaitanya invited me, I am the most fallen. What is my qualification to go and dine with Lord Chaitanya, to take lunch with Lord Chaitanya? This is Lord Chaitanya's pure mercy upon me. He was absorbed in that descending mercy. And he forgot actually, he was not feeling the heat of the hot sand. By the time Sanatana Goswami reached, Lord Chaitanya had already taken lunch because he got late naturally. He took to the long path. Lord Chaitanya already resting at that time. And Govinda, his servant, gave the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's prasadam to Sanatana Goswami. After some time, and Sanatana Goswami took and he approached the Lord. After some time, Sanatana Goswami from Lord Chaitanya woke up. Lord Chaitanya got up already. And Lord Chaitanya asked, "Oh Sanatan, what happened? Why did you come so late?" Lord knew, but he was testing. "Why did you come so late? I was expecting you to be come on time." So, but then Sanatana Goswami narrated the whole thing, and Lord Chaitanya was so much satisfied by his humility and the pure devotion of Sanatana Goswami. In this way, the pure devotees of the Lord, when they are tested by the Lord, they come out victorious by the mercy of the personality of Godhead. And their pure devotion even more intensely comes out in order to teach neophyte devotees. So this is very beautiful. We can see in our Srila Prabhupada life also, he faced a lot of difficulties actually to establish the movement, not only within the India. Even after going out of India also, it was not a very easy task for Srila Prabhupada initially, particularly the first 1 year. He had to go through lot of struggles, lot of difficulties. He had to stay in the Bauri, and the person who was staying there, who shared place with him one night, he was about to kill Prabhupada. He attacked Prabhupada particularly, and Prabhupada had to leave in the middle of the night itself, the accommodation. So such difficult situations Prabhupada had to face. But these difficulties are all actually to glorify Srila Prabhupada. Let's say Srila Prabhupada had gone to West at the age of 40-45. Surely, and he preached in the Western countries. Surely it was glorious. But now fact that Srila Prabhupada, Krishna arranged him to go at the age of 70 in the old days. That also he went with the 38 days of ship journey, being with two heart attacks on the way. Now Srila Prabhupada's pure devotion had more intensely come out. Actually, pure devotees, when they are going through such situations, they do not feel disturbed actually. They joyfully go through the situation. So with that gratitude, they joyfully go through the situation. So Prabhupada also had faced many difficult situations, but he felt grateful to the Lord. Even when he was doing his business, every moment he was actually thinking how to take the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur to the Western world. He was wanting to earn money so much so that he can utilize the money in the service of the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. But Lord Krishna's plan was different. Gradually all the properties, all the business of Srila Prabhupada gradually dwindled, isn't it? We know the story, how in the Lucknow, Srila Prabhupada's pharmacy factories, they were all burnt by the people involved, and the servants and all stole the money and drugs, isn't it? When the news came to Srila Prabhupada, he simply uttered this verse, "Yashyaham anugrahanami harise tadanam shanai tato dhana tajityanta svajana dukkhi dukkitam." So this is one of the favorite verse of Srila Prabhupada. Well, Lord Krishna himself says this verse, "Whenever I feel so much merciful upon my pure devotee, so I gradually take away all his material opulences, all his wealth, all his possessions, and I completely make him surrender unto me." In this way, Lord Krishna glorifies his pure devotees more. This is Lord Krishna's, of course Srila Prabhupada was not attached, but Srila Prabhupada took in that mood. This is Lord Krishna's mercy. So Lord Krishna wanted, now I become a free bird. Now I have become removed from all attachments. Now I can preach. So this was the attitude of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was not disgusted. Why Lord did like that? He never rebelled or retaliated. So this was the sweet attitude of pure devotees, always. So it's very, very important to understand the Lord always puts difficult situations to glorify the pure devotees. So what about the one sense, if you see, okay, pure devotees, it is okay. For them, they are very easy to take, isn't it? Difficulties as the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So what about the practitioner devotees like us, isn't it? How we have to face the difficult situations? And material world is full of difficulties. We cannot expect very smooth sailing in this material world. Difficulties always come, isn't it? So how we have to face these difficulties? So we can also discuss about that. So when difficulty situation comes, one devotee very beautifully said, long back, I remember, in the discussion with the devotee, he very beautifully mentioned one statement, how much we remember Lord Krishna in the difficulty situation actually depends upon whether we served Vaishnavas or not. Actually, if we have served Vaishnavas, then Lord Krishna gives us strength to face the difficulty. Lord gives His mercy to remember Him in the difficulty situation. So otherwise it's very, very difficult. The Kanishtha Adhikari generally, when a difficulty situation comes, he immediately get disturbed. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport also, everyone laments and become aggrieved, but by the grace of the Supreme Lord, a devotee, even the worst condition, can understand that he is going through a severe examination. So we have to, when difficulty situation comes in our life, first of all we have to be convinced that whatever Lord doing in our life is best for us. At least with intellectual conviction we have to proceed like this. It is very difficult to realize why Lord is putting the difficulty situation. How it is mercy, immediately very difficult to understand. Very, very difficult to understand. But actually intellectually also we have to start, because Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is very, very merciful. No one loves us more than Krishna, isn't it? So if Krishna is giving this situation in my life, then surely this must be for my purification. Actually, depending on our attitude, we can do lot of advancement in difficulty situations, provided our attitude is pure. Difficulty situations are, they are like opportunities to make shift progress in Krishna consciousness. Although it is very difficult to face, provided we take with right spirit and right attitude, at the end of the difficulty situation, at the end of the suffering, we can go far ahead in our path of Krishna consciousness. That is the blessings of the Lord actually. So we have to take it, that situation, whatever is being arranged by the Supreme Lord, is for my benefit. It's for my purification. Although I am not able to understand. And we should try to continue our service in the situation without getting disturbed. Of course, this requires association of devotees. It's not easy. Daily hearing from devotees, daily reading Srila Prabhupada books, attending full morning program, evening program, Srila Prabhupada's program, we have to very strictly follow. Then we'll be empowered to take the difficulty situation as a blessing of the Lord. Association of devotees is most important in spiritual life. Without actually being association of devotees, it is very difficult to take difficult situation as the blessing of the Lord. So we have to practice this actually. When a difficulty situation comes, we have to practice what pleases Krishna in this situation. Because ultimately Lord loves me, this is the best gift He could give. Every moment Lord gives best gift in our life. If Lord is giving difficulty, that must be also a best gift for me. So this should be the assumption at least. This should be, theoretically we should assume and go ahead in our life. And by association of devotees, by the guidance of devotees, we can actually come out victorious through the difficulty situation. And at the end of the difficulty, we went into the relationship with the Lord even much more deeper way. It enhances our relationship with Vaishnavas very much. It enhances our dependency on the mercy of Vaishnavas and Krishna very much, rather than we are in the comfortable situation. So difficulty situation is actually a blessing, provided we take with the right spirit. Of course, speaking it is very easy, but when the situation comes, it is very difficult. Therefore, we require a lot of mercy of devotees. Therefore, I very much inspired with this statement. How much we remember in difficult situation actually depends upon whether we served Vaishnavas or not. So Vaishnava seva is very, very important. So we should take every opportunity to take serve Vaishnavas, and their blessings actually we can remember the Supreme Lord in the difficult situation. So actually when difficulty comes in prescribed duties, generally our tendency is to give it up, isn't it? One devotee said, many times in the day we take some service, if some difficulty comes we give it up. Let's say we are doing some cooking service, some difficulty comes, we are not able, okay, let me avoid this, let me make something else. We are going through any service, if any difficulty or objection comes, we immediately give it up. One devotee said, in this way we take many times sannyas in the day. Many times we renounce. So actually prescribed duties, difficulties comes in the prescribed duties are very, very purifying to the heart. Very, very purifying to the heart. So we should try to take in the spirit. We had some small experience when I went with devotees this January only. December, January, we had got opportunity to go with Sankirtan party with the devotees. So in the it was a very chilled winter time. So when I was told by my authority to take up the service, initially I feared very much. So I was told to lead the bus. We went with a few group of devotees to distribute the books of Srila Prabhupada in the month of Marathon, December, January. It was very peak winter time. And it was not at all a comfortable situation, surely. Going in that journey with a bus, few devotees, we have to face a lot of material energy, and we have to face a lot of negativity of the people. So many times people even criticized also, seeing in this dress or whatever. Some people welcomed, some people criticized. All sort of things we have to experience when we go outside particularly. In the temple it is very easy. We get in the associated devotees, happily we attend morning program, evening program. When we go to Prasadam hall, Prasadam is very ready for us. It is very difficult. Particularly when we go outside to preach or distribute the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have to face a lot of challenges. We have to face a lot of difficulties actually. So we also had gone through some amount of difficulties, not very much though, but there are some difficulties were involved in being adjusting with, cooperating with other devotees in such situations, and coping with our own sadhana. We don't know where to take bath. We don't know where will be the next day, isn't it? Where are bus stops, whether we get proper arrangement for water or not. We forget about hot water only. We forget if we get some water to take bath, that itself is sufficient. So that was a very little difficulty situation actually. I remember first day, I went after many years. Initially when I joined in Brahmacharya Ashram, I went. After several years later, I went again this time. So I do not have much habit from many years past actually. So the first day when I was getting up from the bus, when I came out, it was such a chilled winter. And we were told have a bathing facility in a well. It was so chilled water. Water was not coming, and it was some stored water actually. It was such a chill when we put it was very horrible, difficult. But actually, the devotees around us, they inspired us through phone calls, through reading Srila Prabhupada books, we got inspired. Through association of devotees, we each other got inspired. And gradually we took that difficult situation. And somehow by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, we found actually it was very sweet. Although the difficulty was there, we felt that 1 month or whatever we went for the Sankirtan bus, that was, we could even advance even more faster than in the comfortable atmosphere of being in the temple. I'm not saying those who are in the temple we cannot make advancement, but I'm saying the situation, because when difficult situation is a chance to increase our dependency on the mercy of the Lord. So although the difficulty was there, somehow but blessings of the Prabhupada and by the mercy, we were not disturbed at heart actually. All the devotees were actually enthusiastically participated. One of our devotees was even threatened by a gunda. Yeah, it happened actually. He was a very young boy, he was in our group, he was a new devotee. He was taken, he went to the book distribution. So one person has taken him. You want to distribute books? Come with us, sit. So I will take you such a city place where you can distribute your books very nicely. And the devotee sat on the bike, and he took me in such a remote location, he was not able to understand where he was taking. He was a very young devotee, first time going in the bus journey. Sankirtan party, and after taking to in some narrow area, some gully or something like that, he showed the gun. It was practically happened. Show me, what are the money in view? Take me out immediately. Such thing it happened actually when we were going through. And in fact, this devotee doesn't have any money actually. He was going through the book bag. He opened the bag and he showed the books. Ultimately there was a new phone, smartphone in his pocket. He took him and he left. Initially he was momentarily disturbed with his devotee. But I was so surprised to see the next day he was still on the book distribution. He didn't say that I will go back to Vrindavan now. So it was a very inspiring experience. Because of the association of devotees, we got a lot of strength and courage. Of course, devotees helped a lot. So in that way, we made our journey a very blissful situation. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy only, it was possible actually. Although there were difficulties, but we felt there were no dissatisfaction in the hearts. At least Srila Prabhupada utilized us in some service as an instrument in his mission. So practically, this was just a little my personal experience which I am adding to it. So when a difficult situation comes, so we should take shelter of devotees actually more intensely. In this way, the difficult situation will not become difficult situation, rather it's an opportunity to enhance our relationship with the Supreme Lord. So this is all about, of course, lot to speak on this verse, but so I spoke a lot on difficult situation. Krishna may test me also. So I beg for the blessings of all Vaishnavas to please bless me or pray for me so that I may be able to take the difficulties in a mode of service to the Supreme Lord. Time is almost up, so I would like to stop here. Anybody would like to give any comment or a question? One comment or question we will take. Yes, Prabhuji. Comment? Comment or question? What was the reason for Vamandev appeared?
Yeah.
There were many reasons, but the main reason is to glorify Bali Maharaj, which we talked about. Because the mission of the Supreme Lord is to glorify the devotees. Apparently he was taking the side of the demigods, but actually Vamandev appeared there just to glorify Bali Maharaj. He gave that adversity situation in the life of Bali Maharaj so that Bali Maharaj's devotional service can be more glorified. Actually Lord was relishing also his devotion. His Lord was so pleased by the forbearance of Bali Maharaj. Prabhupada writes in the next purport, we'll read tomorrow. Prabhupada says it was almost impossible to take for anyone such situation. But Bali Maharaj could take. So Lord was so happy. So the main purpose Vamandev appeared just actually intensify the glorification of his pure devotees. As I mentioned in the class, Lord wants to see his devotees being glorified more than himself. Like since Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja going everywhere. If you see the by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he expanded the movement everywhere. Everywhere Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja was going sometime, isn't it? So Lord wants to see his devotees being glorified, isn't it? So the main purpose is to glorify, although there could be some other side reasons, which exactly I don't know in one sense. Yes, actually Lord Brahma also appeared, even Prahlad Maharaj also appeared. Prahlad Maharaj also appeared and he prayed to Lord Vamandev. It is your mercy by my grandson was able to come out of these attachments. He said like that. Because of your mercy, he could kept in this difficult situation. Actually, Lord was so much pleased, he gave the planet Sutala later. Even demigods were desired to have that planet. And Lord himself became a doorkeeper at his. So that was just to enhance the glories of Bali Maharaj. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitaya Gaur Premana.